old coach who rolls the paper. Who was that coach who rolled the paper all the time? Do you guys know?
Boy, in blue chips, Nick Nolte.
Oh, Nick. Yeah. I'm just like him.
Yeah. All right,
what was his name? Coach what?
Yeah, they were the fake Shaq.
Coach Bell. I'm just like Coach Bell.
Well, Coach, make opening statement. They'll take questions. We've got microphone holders on both sides of the room. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll bring the mic to you.
Obviously, give credit to Wisconsin. I mean, they're a truly elite team. I think they're one of the, you know, when I've watched a lot of games, obviously, just like you guys have. I mean, I think they're one of a few teams that have a chance to be there at the end. I really do. I have great respect for their program. You know, their kids are high quality. They're really good players, good kids. You know, and for us tonight, I mean, a lot in a game like this, a lot has to go right for us, you know, to have a chance in a game like this. I mean, I just happened to look yesterday. They had a thing about experience in college basketball, and there were 351 programs, and they were 11th in most experience, and we were 320th. And that's just where it is, man. That's just where it is, guys. I mean, they all their freshmen they're not playing a single freshman. I'm playing five. You know, so I mean, it's a process, and you got to play in games like this to learn what it takes. Like, this is a great game for my young guys to play in, and to play against a team that's as good as anybody out there, that's tough, that's physical, smart. And, you know, for us coming into the game, really, like I said, a lot. When a team is that potent and can hit you from so many different angles, you almost have to choose kind of what direction do you want to go. You're not going to take everything away. And, you know, for us, we wanted to try to protect their paint, take away their post-ups because they're so big and physical, and take our chances with guys shooting some jump shots early, you know. And we were hoping maybe if they don't go down, guys get a little tight, and, you know, that's the anatomy sometimes where you can steal something. You know, to their credit, they made shots. You know, they really shot well. I thought Decker's threes early were huge, you know, and he's starting to get healthy. He's playing better. Obviously, Dukan, I thought, played really well off the bench for them. And, I mean, look, I could talk about all their guys. They're really good players, and they're really well coached. So, you know, for us, I thought our guys continued to fight. I thought there were a lot of positive things in the second half. I thought Nathan Taphorn's minutes were really good for us. I thought getting the freshmen a lot of minutes in this game, you know, was good. Our crowd, it was a great crowd. You know, it was good for our guys to play in an environment like that. And, you know, this is a process for us. I don't think anybody, you know, I knew what I signed up for. We all knew what we signed up. Like, we're going to try to win every game. But, you know, we're one of the youngest teams in America. And our guys are fighting and they're getting better. And the way you get better is by playing games like this. And you know what? Sometimes you get knocked to the canvas, you know, and then you got to figure out, do I get back up and fight, or do I stay on the canvas? And, you know, my feeling is my guys are going to get back up and they're going to be ready to fight next Sunday. So I'm open for questions.
Coach, what would you say after seeing a game like this is the biggest adjustment for your young guys versus what they had to deal with?
Well, I think just the physicality. I mean, you have men's bodies versus boys' bodies. I mean, 23 to 19 is a big, I would probably ask any of you guys sitting there physically what you looked like at 19 versus what you looked like at 23. It's probably a little, maybe with the exception of Teddy, who's probably probably a little bit different. I know I looked a lot different when I was 19 versus when I was 23. So I saw a lot of men on their team. You know, guys, you've had guys who've redshirted. I mean, Dukan's a fifth year. You know, Kaminsky hardly played as a freshman. Like, I understand, guys, it's a process. Kaminsky wasn't Kaminsky. He's Kaminsky his last 2 years because they're a developmental program. They develop guys. They work. They get better. And then you see the finished products. Okay, Kaminsky wasn't like that as a freshman. So, you know, that's what you take out of this. I mean, let's put a couple years of experience and strength on Bryant McIntosh and Vic Law and Scotty Lindsey and add some more pieces. And let's see where we are. So, I mean, the biggest thing I take out of it is it's a team that's national championship quality versus a young team that's trying to get better, trying to improve. So, you know, that doesn't diminish in any way. I mean, we came to win. I mean, we put a game plan in place to try to win the game. But we're, you know, if they're playing well like that, we're not going to beat them. We're not as good as they are right now, and that's no knock on my guys.
Do you think this is the most weapons you'll see from a Big Ten opponent this year?
I certainly hope so. If there's more out there, it's gonna be tough. I love their team. I mean, I really do. I as a fan of the game, I really enjoy watching them play. They're unselfish kids. Well, they're unselfish men. They share the ball. They seem to really enjoy playing with one another. They're one of these teams that they've played together so long and they're so smart. Whatever you try to do, they've kind of seen it all. So it might work for a little bit, but then they're going to find a way to be successful. And if there's better teams than them out there, then it's going to be a lot of sleepless nights for me, because they're pretty darn good.
Coach, this is probably the toughest matchup Brian McIntosh has had yet. How do you assess his performance?
I thought he did fine. I mean, I thought, he had some turnovers in the first half, maybe that I thought he was excited. I mean, I didn't think he was nervous in any way. I thought he got to his spots. You know, he still found a way to get us 13 points and, you know, would have had more. But I decided, look, it was a 30-point game. You know, so, I mean, 25, I wanted to play some kids that hadn't been playing. You know, and that's so I purposely, like with Jershawn, he's battling some stuff. That was, you know, it's better to let him rest. And, you know, the last 8 minutes of the game, I played all the young guys that hadn't been playing. And so I thought that was a good chance for Skelly and Vassar and Taphorn and some of those guys to get some quality minutes. So I thought Bryant did fine. I mean, he's the kind of kid who's going to be down because he has a high expectation of himself. I mean, he came tonight to win and to play well. But I don't think he's afraid of the moment. I didn't sense that at all. I thought he had a couple turnovers, maybe missed a couple shots that he normally hits, maybe just being a little bit excited because it was a big game and he was revved up, ready to go.
It seemed like you contained Kaminsky pretty well and he still ended up 16-10-6. Does that just speak to his overall?
Yeah, he's such a unique player to me. There's really no one like him in the country. I mean, his ability to step out and he can put it on the floor. You know, he can shoot. And like I said earlier, when you play with those, he's tremendous and he's very unique. And then you put him on the court with Hayes, Decker, Gosser, and Jackson. Okay, who are you going to leave? So, you know, he's all of a sudden you want to put two and three guys on Frank, then he's going to pass. He's going to get the assists. And then all of a sudden the other guys start hitting and you pay more attention, then he starts scoring. So I think, you know, he's very unique, very talented. And he plays with great teammates, which makes him have a lot more space out there.
Okay. That kind of leads into my next question. You have so many guys you have to account for, then Dukan comes off the bench and starts hitting. How tough is that to when they have another weapon off the bench with Duye who can come in and hit some big shots?
Yeah, I love Duye. I mean, I've known his dad for a long time. Obviously, he's with the Bulls, and I was very good friends with his high school coach. I grew up with his high school coach, so I've kind of followed him and always thought that he was a tremendous player, and he kind of had to. I mean, he didn't play early in his career. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, let's look at the big picture. I mean, a lot of these guys didn't play until they were juniors, and now they're real good. And you know, that's where we need to get. We got to get old. We got to get old, and we got to get experienced. But I love Duye. He's got great size. He can put it on the floor. He can shoot it. I love how he gets to the glass. He's very versatile, and I love Koenig. I mean, I think those two kids could start on almost any Big Ten team outside of Wisconsin. I mean, I really think those two kids are high-level Big Ten players. So you put seven guys like that who are unselfish and play together, then it's going to be a pretty good product. So I guess there's a reason why they're 14-1.
What do you want your young guys to glean from this game and watching Wisconsin on film?
Well, I want them to, like, playing in a big game is great for them because they see. I mean, it's like anything. I don't know how to coach until I coach in a game. Like, you can be ready, and you guys don't know how to write until you actually write some articles. And then you say, man, I didn't like how that article turned out. Or I could have done this better, or I could have worded that better. I mean, it's just like playing. Like, these guys, you got to go out there, and you got to play, and you got to figure it out. And you know, to play this high level of competition. The one thing I don't want them to be is I don't want them to get dispirited, you know, because, you know, the Big Ten, you know, there can be nights like this and you got to pick yourself up and you got to come to work the next day and you got to be ready to go and get ready for the next game. Like I said to our guys, and I really believe this, you know, we played the first week of our conference right now. We had a road game on the road at Rutgers, their very first ever Big Ten that they were all jacked up about. And then you're coming home to play a top five team in Wisconsin. And we split the games. You know, to me, that's a successful week. You know, and that's the way I look at it. I'm disappointed we lost tonight. We came tonight to win. But we got 16 more games in this league. And we got a week now to get ready for Michigan State. And we got to put ourselves in position. You know, that's what you have to do. You have to, within a game, you have to put yourself in position to win. We weren't able to do that. The game got away from us early. And that's what we got to do a better job of next Sunday.
Coach Ryan mentioned trying to take away shots to the basket and three-pointers and force you guys into long twos and mid-range shots. Were you comfortable with the amount of mid-range shots and long twos that your guys took, and are you confident?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what they've given up. I mean, it's the same shots they gave up last year in the Kohl Center, and we made them all in one. So we would have been talking about it differently. I mean, we made them all last year, and we won. And that's what Bo said to me after. You know, you guys made them all last year. We made them all tonight. Sometimes it's about making shots. You know, Crawford goes for 30, and Demps, we win. So, I mean, sometimes you got to take the shots that are there. You know, I thought we got good looks. Thought we made a fair share. But they're a good defense. I mean, they're old, and they make you take those kind of shots, and you just have to make them. You know, you have to make them. I thought we got right in the lane a number of times in the first half. And we just, you know, we thought we got a little bit anxious with some of our shots. And then when we did, like, I thought Trey rattled out a couple threes. We had a three at the end of the half. We had a three in the first half that was just in and out, you know. And that's, you know, their shots go in, ours don't. That's how a lead grows, you know. And sometimes we can analyze it every which way and do all this analytics. And when the ball goes in, everything looks a lot better. You know, and for them, it went in tonight.
They score 81 points with seven guys contributing. The second straight time is basically for you, Trey, and Brian doing most of the scoring. Would you like to see more balance in your offense?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've tried to. I thought Vic was more aggressive tonight, which I liked. You know, he didn't shoot it as well, but I like him looking for a shot. You know, I thought he got some good looks. You know, Alex, you know, getting the two quick fouls was tough. You know, kind of. And Nocte got two touch fouls there real early in the game. But we have to have Alex in double figures. And, you know, Sanjay's going to be opportunistic. You know, they did a pretty good job taking him out tonight. You know, he really didn't get many looks. And, you know, that's where a kid like Jershon, you know, we got to have him. You know, we need to get Jershon about 10 points. You know, you get four or five guys in double figures, that's who we got to be. You know, we're not going to throw up 81, guys. That's just not how we're wired. We're not ready to do that yet. Hopefully we will in time. That's the goal. You know, that's where we want to get through this whole process. But right now, we got to be a team that is efficient. We take good shots and hopefully make them. I thought Taphorn showed he can give us a burst offensively. You know, he gave us 9 points in the second half, which was good. So we have to find a way to kind of piecemeal. We get 58 tonight. I'd like to find a way to get into the mid to high 60s and then rely on our defense. I mean, that's our formula to win. You know, that's kind of what we're dealing with this team.
Anything else for Coach? All right, thanks.
All right, guys, thank you.
Well, Trey Davidson next.